This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. What a blessing it is to have you join us today. It's also great to have Dr. Randall back in the studio with us to pick up where we left off last time in this chapter from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any part, you can go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button and you can navigate through all of the programs to hear any of them. Rob, we're continuing to look at Chapter 4 from your new book called Lies That Kill today. And speaking of the book, you can get your own copy by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Let me encourage you to pick up your copy today.
I want to thank you for joining me today on The Invisible War. What a privilege is ours to study the wonderful, wonderful treasures of God that make all the difference in our lives, if we will receive their truths. As we've said so many times on The Invisible War, and especially in this study on Lies That Kill, the supernatural battle for truth, all of the enemy's schemes are based upon our willingness to believe his horrific, damaging lies. And the only answer for the lies of the evil one is the truth of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And our freedom has been bought for us by our Lord Jesus at Calvary. So just to review a moment for that which we have already studied in this chapter 4 of Lies That Kill, this fourth section, this lie that if they knew the real me, they wouldn't love me, or if people knew what I've done or what's been done to me, even in the secret place, no one would ever love me. Have you heard that? Do you believe that kind of lie today? Have you been in bondage because you have believed that no one would ever really accept or love you if they really knew what had been done to you or what you have done in the secret place? Please hear me today. You are who Jesus says you are. You are who God says you are. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous to righteousness. Jesus came to call sinners to repentance so that he might give us as sinners his righteousness. Our righteousness, our self-righteousness is filthy rags. Our religious righteousness is filthy rags. All righteousness except the righteousness of Christ is filthy rags. There is none righteous, no, not even one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all a mess. We've all made a mess, and we continue to make messes. That's why Jesus had to die for all of us. Nobody is better than anyone else. I don't care what some church may have said to you, or someone in your family might have said to you, hear me, no one is better than anyone else. That's why Jesus died on Calvary and shed his blood for all sin, for all time, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are so glad that you have joined us today on The Invisible War as we study spiritual warfare and the effects of this unseen world in our lives today. Get your Bible, get a pad and a pen, take good notes as we study the Word of God together.
Once again, let me remind you to get your copy of Rob's new book, Lies That Kill, by going to our website. Just follow the prompts and your copy will be mailed out quickly. Dr. Randall, you have a lot of ground to cover today, so let's get right into the topic.
As we studied last week on the invisible war, it is through our sonship, our inheritance with Christ, that we are joint heirs with Him. It is through our birthright, our spiritual birthright, that we have a right to the Father's home. Everything that God has given Jesus is ours. Everything. Victory over sin, victory over death, victory over demons, a new body, a new home in heaven. Everything that God has given Jesus is rightfully ours. Our Lord even expects us. It's amazing. He expects us to work with Him and to join with Him in His kingdom power. Can you imagine? You and me, we don't have any power except God's power. I don't have the ability to heal sick folks. I'm going to tell you something. If somebody tells you that they can heal you, run from them. If somebody tells you that they can deliver you, run from them. They don't have the power to deliver. They don't have the power to heal. It is our Lord Jesus who is deliverer. He is our healer. It is in Him that He invites us to work with Him, to see folks healed, to see them set free. It's a wonderful thing to be able to cooperate with the power of Almighty God, but we are only able to do so because of the work of Christ. We are only able to work with God to see His kingdom come to this earth as it is in heaven because of our union in Christ Jesus. But if the enemy can get us to believe that we somehow are second-rate citizens, that because of what's happened to us or what we have done, we don't have a right to work in the righteousness of God, to work and to walk in His righteousness. We don't have a right to pray that way. We don't have a right to ask the Lord to heal sick folks. If we come to believe that we don't have the right to do so, we have bought into the lies of the enemy. And it will keep us in bondage of a lack of faith, a life without faith, a life without power, religion without power, bondage, self-righteousness, where we judge others so that we can feel better about ourselves. Hear me. If we believe the lie of the enemy, it only brings forth bondage and ultimate destruction. But if we believe what God says is true, we can walk in the freedom of Christ. Today, it's available to us today. It's available to you. It's available to your children today. It's available to my children today. It's available to your marriage today, to your husband, to your wife. It's available. And it's available through our inheritance as a joint heir with Christ. Now I want us to look at a familiar story in the Bible. Would you get your Bibles? Turn with me today in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 32. And let's look at this wonderful, wonderful story about the Father and His love for the prodigal, for the son that left but came home. Would you see it with me? Let's look, first of all, at the demand of the reckless son. He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. He divided his wealth between them, and not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need. And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine, pigs. And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs, that the swine were eating. And no one was giving anything to him. Can you imagine finally coming to the end of yourself where nothing is left but stuff that pigs eat? I want to ask you, you know anybody like that? You know anybody today that's eating from the trough, from the pig trough of the evil one? Do you? Notice what happens when the son came to his senses. Notice his revelation. But when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.'" And he got up and came to his father. He came to his senses. And he not only thought about it, but he got up and he came to his father. I want you to look at the older brother. Look at the older brother's response. Now his older son, the father's older son, was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing, and he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things might be. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him back safe and sound." But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began entreating him. But he answered and said to his father, "Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a kid that I might be merry with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him." Now, I want you to hear this today, folks. Please, friend, hear this with your heart. We have here the biblical picture of what a son looks like when acting like an orphan. Here are some things, some lessons that are exhibited by the older brother's response to his father's love. Number one, anger carries him into a place of isolation. This is the great work of Satan. His goal is to destroy us, and he can best accomplish his murderous task when we feel alone, abandoned, and discouraged. Anger, left alone, always leads to a place of destruction. Are you angry today? Give it to Jesus. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. You will give the devil a place. Give it to him. Let him cleanse you of your anger. Do it today. Secondly, I want us to see that the older brother was more concerned about his pleasure than working for the pleasure of his father. He wasn't concerned about the heart of his father. He was concerned about his own heart. He was self-centered. And the third truth I want us to see today is selfishness is the result of insecurity. Insecurity is the result of a lack of understanding of our position with the Father. We are His beloved. We are His children. He loves us more than you could ever know. The fourth thing I want us to see is that the older brother's vision was impaired. All he could see was himself. He wasn't able to join the celebration of his lost brother coming home because his eyes were on himself. How about you today? Are your eyes on yourself or upon the Father's house? Are all you're concerned about are your feelings? I want to ask you, what about the Heavenly Father's feelings? He gave His only Son for you. Do you care what He thinks? Do you care how he feels? He sacrificed his son for you so that you could be a part of the family of God. And the last thing I want us to see is this. His self-centered spirit, the oldest brother's self-centered spirit, kept him from entering into the forgiving spirit of his father. What we don't have, we cannot give away. Please understand that any accusation not dealt with toward the living or the dead is a finger of accusation directed in God's face. He forgave, and He calls us to forgive in the same way He has forgiven us. And yet if you don't receive, if I don't receive His forgiveness, we're not able to walk in that forgiveness. We can't give what we haven't received. Now I want us to look. Would you open up your hearts? Would you ask the Lord to show you Himself? Let's look at the Father's unfailing love. But while He was still a long way off, His Father saw Him and felt compassion for Him and ran and embraced Him and kissed Him. And the Son said to Him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in Your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called Your son." You know, the Father could have right then said, "You're right. I'm going to make you pay for what you've done. You're going to restore what you've stolen, what you have taken from the family. You've embarrassed me. You've embarrassed the family name. You have wasted the family's provision." He could have, but He didn't. Notice what the Father said. "But the Father said to His slaves, 'Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on Him, and put a ring on His hand and sandals on His feet. Bring the fatted calf, kill it, let us eat and be merry, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And they began to be merry. And He said to him, 'My child, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to be merry and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found.'" Oh, would you hear it with your heart? If you will turn from your sin and turn back to God, if you will get up from the meal that the enemy has been feeding you, from the husk, from the stuff that pigs eat, please hear me. There's T-bone steak waiting for you back at the Father's house. The table is set. And just in the same way the Father met Him, if you will turn back to Christ today, if you will turn back to the Father through repentance and confession of your sin, what you will discover, no matter what you've done or what's been done to you, the Lord will meet you in the way. You'll find Him there, ready to forgive, bringing the robe, bringing the ring, bringing the sandals, bringing the welcome party, bringing the celebration, the fatted calf to welcome you home. Would you do it today? Oh, that I could do it for you. Oh, that I had the prayer to pray that would cause everyone that has wandered from the Father's house to come home. I do not, but I do have a wonderful privilege that Holy Spirit has given me to cooperate with Him and with you. Would you make it a prayer time right now? Would you turn your heart to the Lord now? Would you do it? Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that I've cared more about my feelings, my wounds, my difficulties, my struggles, my pain than what is in Your heart. Forgive me for being so selfish. I turn from myself, I turn from my sin, and I turn to You. Lord, with all of my secrets, with all of my sin, with all of my failures, I come to You. Forgive me. Forgive me. Whatever days You give me left, I choose to follow You. Now, Lord, would You seal this prayer with Your blood? May the evil one not be able to snatch away what You are sowing in our hearts. Thank You for Your unfailing love. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Out of our sorrow, Lord, would You plant seeds that would bring forth much fruit and cause our lips that have cursed You and cursed Your word and cursed Your work, Lord, I ask that our lips would come this day and soon and often to praise thy holy name. And may that praise be worthy of the angels of heaven to join in. And I pray this all for the glory of Almighty God. Amen and amen. What a great joy has been mine to pray with you today. And if you've joined me in this prayer, I would love to know about it. Would you simply contact me at our toll-free number, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. And I would love to have a copy of your testimony of what the Lord is doing in your life. What an encouragement it would be to me and to others. You don't have to share your name, or you can either way, but I would love to hear your story so I can pray with you further, so I can be encouraged to know how God is using this work as well. You would be such an encouragement to us. You can mail that as well to Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5. That's Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5. That's easy to remember. P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Thank you so much for listening today, for sharing this wonderful time around the eternal things of heaven on the Invisible War. We look forward to next time as we continue our study in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth.
And with that, we've come to the end of the program today. We look forward to picking up where we left off on this topic next week, right here on The Invisible War. Let me encourage you, we depend on your financial support in order to bring the program to you each week. And if you have been blessed by this ministry in any way, now would be a perfect time to get on board with your financial partnership. Call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. And while you're there, be sure to pick up a copy of Rob's new book called Lies That Kill. I know you'll want to get a copy for yourself. Dr. Randall spent a great deal of time and study into this book, and I can tell you firsthand how amazing it is. There is no other book out there that is dealing with this important content. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, and get your copy of this powerful book today. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. Can we just talk a moment about your freedom in Christ? So often, many of us choose not to walk in the freedom that Christ bought for us at Calvary. Have you ever wondered why that's so? Number one, I contend that we choose not to walk in freedom because we have seen so few, if anyone, walk in that freedom. Another reason why we choose not to walk in freedom is that freedom in Christ is different. It's a new kind, a new way of living, and new always means change. My dear friend, please don't allow your past to keep you in bondage. Number three, one of the reasons why so many believers choose not to walk in freedom. Why is it? Because, quite frankly, it's not natural. You see, to be controlled by the Spirit of Christ, it's not natural. It's supernatural. May I ask you today, how is it with you? Is Jesus in control of every area of your life? If not, why not? We at the Invisible War Ministry are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. Please let us know how we can serve you. Please call us today, 1-877-808-8886, or you can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to hearing from you today.
Thank you for listening to the program. It's our prayer that the information will continue to point you to the Father and that you will experience the freedom He has designed for you. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next time right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall. I want you to mark your calendars for our new upcoming Bible study on the invisible war. We will meet every first and third Sundays at 5 p.m. beginning January the 15th at the El Dorado Country Club in McKinney, Texas. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. There you will find the directions to the El Dorado Country Club. I look forward to meeting you and praying with you at the Invisible War Bible Study beginning January the 15th in McKinney, Texas.